From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel ready to go. Barry, you got hour number three, right?
I do indeed.
So you're up. Human League.
Don't kick ass. Don't you want me, baby?
Nick wants muscles.
How'd that video go for you, by the way?
That was disgusting.
Did you watch the whole
video? I did not. Nope.
Or the entire commercial.
As soon as it started being more naked dudes than Diana Ross, I checked out. I was like, okay, I don't need that.
She had a blast.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she did. Rubbing her.
A lot of her shoulder rubs.
Yeah.
When you know you're a father, because you were mentioning what does this mean when you touch your shoulder, and I'm going, well, my daughter, it's part of head, shoulders, knees, and toes. It's part of her song. We were teaching her to touch her shoulder. So,
yeah, you guys, I think didn't you guys sing that on the show one day?
Did we?
I think so. Or was that on a Sunday? I think that was on a Sunday. I don't know. I just remember that happening. Somebody asked a question on the Twitters about the Brandon Hannon had a question for us. Do you think the Chargers pick a QB in the first round? Rivers at best with 2 years left.
I responded to him.
I think they have to address it. They do have other needs. I mean, they need some help on that offensive line, interior defensive line. They could use some help in the secondary at safety. I tend to believe that You want to address it, but it just depends on how good you think you're going to be next year or how bad. Because I don't think that they think that they're going to compete for a Super Bowl necessarily, although they surprised a lot of people with the way they played down the stretch.
Well, so maybe they feel like early in the season, they would have been a playoff team.
So maybe they feel like they're a piece or two away. Maybe they feel like they're a kicker away. So do you postpone that, get some offensive line help for Rivers while he's here? Maybe grab a safety and then take a chance, take a flyer on a guy in the fourth round, and then look to 2019's draft?
Yeah, here's the thing. They've been contemplating drafting a quarterback fairly high the last couple of years because they know it's inevitable. At some point, whether it's sooner or later, you're going to replace Phillip Rivers. But because of the, you know, it's, again, if someone falls into your lap, so say Baker Mayfield slides and all of a sudden a guy that you didn't think was going to be, then you get to your draft room and a lot of general managers say, hey, it's all about the best player available. And if the best player available isn't a position that we were targeting going into this draft, but all of a sudden a quote-unquote special talent falls into our lap, you got a decision to make. And I think that they've been contemplating this for the last couple of years, so I think it's definitely something that they will consider. But to your point, they just locked up both their coordinators who were rumored to be sought after by other teams. Gus Bradley was being sought after by the Packers and other teams, and he signed a 3-year deal to be their defensive coordinator again. And Ken Wisenhunt locked up to be their offensive coordinator. So it looks like they believe, to the points you were making, at all the different position groups, they've been getting better and better. Their secondary is staunch. Casey Hayward's a Pro Bowler. We know they got Joey Bosa on the defensive line. You know, you got Gordon in the backfield. You got good receivers. Their offensive line's decent. So I think that they're in a position where they think they can go for it for Phillip Rivers for the next couple of years. So it just depends. Unless a quarterback falls into their lap, I think they're going to be more inclined to go with building up, filling holes, and try to take a shot.
Well, I haven't gone through, and I don't do mock drafts. I just don't.
I
leave that to experts like Lance Zierlein. But I think you can go through and kind of figure out, well, who do you think would be available at 17, which is where they're drafting, unless they decide to move up and take a quarterback. But I think it's reasonable to take a guess that maybe a Baker Mayfield is available around 17.
Oh, yeah.
And would you pass on him? Because Baker Mayfield, to me, can be one of two guys, and I'm not the first person to say this. I've seen it, and if you think about it, it makes sense. But to me, Baker Mayfield could be one of two guys. He could be Drew Brees, but he could also be Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you take that chance at 17 if you're the Chargers? Or do you maybe try to go a more conventional route and, you know, take a guy that maybe, like you said, falls to you? And if you don't, if nobody...
I think you kind of have to, though, right?
I don't know.
Especially if the fan base is kind of...
Wait, you have to what?
Take Mayfield if he's available at 17.
If he's available, yeah. Make Baker.
Well, that's where you really got to lean heavily on your personnel department and your scouting department to say, hey... This is a guy that we are sold on. Know that no matter what, to Barry's point about, you know, how big of a spectrum it can be. If there's a guy other than Baker, if it's not Baker Mayfield, there's a guy that really has NFL quality skill sets and you're more sold on based on your personnel department, then maybe you do. And that's why I said it depends on how they've scouted him and what their perception is of him. Because you go back and look at that Manziel situation. You know, everybody thinks it's a home run, but it's a crapshoot a lot of times in the draft. Look at Rick Smith's drafts, you know, and we go back to that. But, you know what?
Quarterbacks in general, it's hard to hit.
But to Barry's point, you look at Manziel back in the day, and everybody, even Texans fans and Cowboys fans, remember Jerry Jones was flirting with it. But if they had gone that route as opposed to the guys that they took, and then it turned out the way it did... And especially when you're not a franchise like the Cowboys, if you're a franchise that really, really is depending on those picks panning out, and you crap the bed, that can hamstring your franchise for a while.
Think about this. The Chargers sit at 17, and you're talking about taking a quarterback or maybe not. If you're the Chargers and you don't like, let's say that Baker Mayfield is your best option, and you're not sold on him, you don't think he's undersized and not a guy that you could see being a long-term solution at NFL, as an NFL quarterback, you could even consider moving back and trading out of that 17th spot and, you know, maybe getting a first or second round pick next year to use on a quarterback. Because if you think about it, there's not a lot of teams left after the Chargers because everybody else just about made the playoffs. I mean, you've got Seattle. They don't need quarterback help. The Cowboys have a quarterback. The Lions aren't going to do anything for the next few years.
Green Bay's at 14, I believe.
Well, no, I'm going backwards. Oh, I'm going towards the end of the draft. Because everybody else past the Chargers just about is in the playoffs. You got close to it. The Bills have the 21st and the 22nd pick in the draft. Might be a team that might want to move up and grab a Baker Mayfield. I think they're more looking for quarterback talent than the Chargers. So you might be able to work a deal with them. And to swap the 22nd
call Buffalo because even
pick
if
up
they,
a second round
they're
pick
rumored
next year
to be in the
Buffalo.
Alex Smith sweepstakes, but that's a short term fix. Yeah. You're looking for a long term solution, so that's a great call right there. And, if they got multiples,
and after that is the Bills, and then the Rams and the Panthers, and they're set both of them, and then the rest are the Titans, Jags, Falcons, everybody that's left in the playoffs. None of them are needing to make a move at quarterback. So yeah, you could see them move back or trade that pick or you know. I mean, there might be a team that wants to, like the Texans did, there might be a team that wants to move up to that spot that's already picked in the first, you know, 16 picks, that wants to grab somebody else in the first round, and you could grab a first or second round pick next year
you
to get your quarterback.
Head, so you hit it right on the head. Teams that have multiples will be the teams more likely to take chances later or to trade up or down, getting to where they need to go. But a team like the Chargers, because... It is such a crapshoot finding a quarterback these days, i.e. see what the Texans have had to endure for years, that if you still got Philip for a couple of years, and this is what I've been clamoring about with the Packers as a Packer fan all the time, give Rodgers all the tools and weapons you can in free agency, screw the draft. Yeah, the draft's important, but take the shot while you got a guy at the helm that can do it and is capable, because it may be 5 or 6 years after that before you find another guy that could fill that role. So I think the Chargers with only one pick, unless they would trade back to get multiples and cover their ass, I think they're going to concentrate on positions of need as opposed to quarterback, whereas a team like Buffalo with multiple first-round picks could either use one of those to take a chance or use both of those to trade up to get a position of need for them, because it truly is.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at who's probably off the board, well, we know Darnold and Rosen are probably gone. Right. The kid from Wyoming, you know, it
could be.
Yeah, it could be gone. But, you know, is Jackson going to be gone or is he going to be available? And do you
declared.
Like him?
Yep.
Do you
Jackson
like
from
him?
Louisville declared Lamar Jackson.
So I think after Darnold and Rosen, then you start to maybe, do you think that Jackson will be the next Deshaun Watson potentially? You know. Is that worth a 17th, the 17th pick in the first round?
That's where you start take that towing test? That line where it gets to be a slippery slope.
Where you have to make that decision. So.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah. That'll be interesting to see, and that'll be fun as we get closer to the draft. We'll continue to break down. We'll have Lance in here to talk about it, too, because we kid a lot, but literally there is no one that knows more about the draft and breaking down talent than Lance Zierlein, and I'm not kidding when I say he goes to his office after he gets off the air, and he stays up here breaking down tape
for
the NFL Network, so he knows his stuff.
You know he's in there studying because he walks out rubbing his eyes, and he just got to get away from the computer screen. So.
No doubt about it.
You know
it.
Something you don't want to get away from? Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, because it's delicious, and you need to get out there right now, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Get out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. If you're joining the Weight Loss Challenge, have no fear. They've got healthy options for you. I've had their chicken salad. It's a salad with grilled chicken on it, and it's absolutely divine. You're going to love it. But they've got a ton of maybe you want a cheat day, and you want to get out there and try something different. I suggest you do that. They're known for having the best buttered chicken in Houston, so if that's your thing, get out there and give that a shot. Quesadilla is made with naan bread, which is Joel's favorite. They've got that Himalayan Heat Burger. I keep telling you guys, if you're a burger dude, get one of the best burgers in the city of Houston, hands down. Get out there, try that. Chicken fried steak, chicken curry. You've heard me talk about this before. I've just about eaten everything on their menu, and I can tell you I haven't had anything bad yet. And I'm not just saying that. Everyone that goes out there hits me up on Twitter or sends me a text or an Instagram and letting me know it's that good. And I'm telling you it is. 1901 Taft in Midtown. You can get more information, CNI713 on Facebook. And if you don't want to leave the house, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will deliver Cowboys and Indians to your door. So whatever you do, make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
It's hard not to sing the song.
But I was bad. This is one of those where you karaoke, and even if you're not a singer, if you just kind of, you can get through it.
You want me to tell you something embarrassing?
Please. Right. Because it's not about me, which normally happens.
Well, why would I know anything embarrassing about you?
Not that you'd know it, but you'd embarrass me anyway, but go ahead. Oh, come on.
What?
You love to embarrass me. Perfect example.
I love
that. I'm brushing my teeth this morning and brushing my tongue.
And you're thinking about poop particles.
Barry would make fun of me and want to know, like, why am I gagging when I brush my tongue?
Yeah, you're not supposed to try to swallow the whole toothbrush.
I have reflux. I have to clean my mouth. Otherwise, I will, like, throw up.
Did you put a condom? Never mind. Okay.
Easy.
Just joking. So, back when I was a DJ at a club in Conroe, the old DJ, have you ever heard of a club called The Hop here in town?
No.
So there's this club, or there was, I don't know if it's around anymore, but it's called The Hop. A lot of Cougars go there. So Nick, if you're into Cougars.
Hey, Nick.
I don't even know if it's still around, to be honest with you. But the DJ at The Hop used to get up on his DJ booth. There was like a stage in front of it.
Yeah.
And I forget his name now, but he used to get up and like lip sync a song. And he would do different songs throughout the night. So eventually my mom owned the club in Conroe that I ended up DJing at. And this dude is the one that taught me how to DJ. So, he started there. My mom went and hired him from The Hop and he brought that with him. So he would get up on stage and like do, Jackie Wilson's Dogging Me Around, or he would sing, some other songs. And so since he taught me to DJ and the people at the club liked it, I started doing that. So I would get up and see like Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, and then Bad to the Bone was one of the songs I would get up and lip sync. And I saw a video that has since been destroyed of me doing that. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, Nick, we got to find that video.
No, I destroyed it. It's gone.
And it was probably back in the day.
And it's pre-internet, so there's no way to find it.
No YouTube. And even if my mom still had the tape, she can't figure out how to upload things.
Were you gyrating? Were you doing, you were doing your best Coyote Ugly?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was it's pretty sad.
El Jefe, get to work.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah. Coyote Ugly, Barry in the jorts. Up on the bar.
With some boots.
With some cowboy boots on.
With an ass cheek hanging out the bottom. Oh, yeah.
For good measure. A couple of Maurice cheeks hanging out the backside.
Super hot. Oh, by the way, can I update you on the camel races? So we know I'm doing the... Did I mention that yesterday that I'm doing
the
camel
races? We got shirts being made that say go toe.
Yeah, no. So I can't use toe. They said that that was already used.
Oh, really?
Last year, somebody had a camel named Toe.
It was John.
In the race. So I thought, well, what about Donald Hump? And then somebody told me they also had a Donald Hump last year.
Jeez.
So I was disappointed. So I asked for help, and I got some recommendations. There was Alexander Camelton, which I really like.
Okay.
Which was one. Billy D came up with one. He said, call your camel Marlboro, which I thought was genius.
Yep.
To call a... Is that Joel's acid reflux?
No, that was my production value.
That was a camel? I thought that was what Joel sounds like. When he gets GERD.
Barry was pretty close. That's me running on the trails out in Sugarland.
That's what I said. You run, you got like a big old hump of water in your back. Oh, that's hilarious. But Billy said Marlboro. And then AJ had Cam Jung L, which I thought was pretty good as well. And then somebody said Humphrey Bogart, which I kind of liked. And then somebody else actually, Raheel said it yesterday, but somebody said Barry Camel Neck.
So, that was good.
Yeah.
Camel Newton.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So I've got to figure that out. Maybe I'll, I don't
know.
Who
the hell took toe, by the way?
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed because I thought I was going to go with Donald Hump, but that's, I don't want to.
Did you ask John what he called his camel last year?
Yeah, so last year the Blitz did it, and I remembered this actually when I was talking to Fred and AJ after the show yesterday because I was telling him about the camel. So John scared the bejesus out of me because he goes, oh, that's so dangerous. And I was like, what? He goes, oh, yeah, I thought I was going to die when I did it a couple years ago. Are you serious? He goes, yeah, and I jokingly... Christine had sent me a picture of him almost falling off the camel.
Christina,
I'm sorry. And it's because the camel bucked when it took off. And Jong said it threw him off of the hump. And he felt almost, if there wasn't the metal bar there, he would have fell off the camel. And he said that he was worried. He goes, Barry, I was in the best shape of my life. I was working out. And I couldn't barely hang on to this camel. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm not in shape for this camel ride. Yeah. I don't work out. I'm not strong right now.
I've literally heard him give advice to other people about this camel race, and he was like, just hold on for dear life.
Yeah.
That's literally what he's like.
I'm liking this more and more.
He said, you have no idea what's going to happen. One time, he was racing Jerome, or maybe that was the same year, when the gates opened, his camel bucked like a wild bronco. Jerome's just laid down. And then two others just went out and ran
in
a circle.
They'll swerve, dude.
Yeah, he said one of them was just running in a circle on the track. He said, no, you can't control the camel. I was like, what? What have you guys got me
well,
into?
Well, you better get yourself a full, like, concussion-proof NFL helmet with a face mask.
That's what I was going to say. So then he says, well, you're gonna get a helmet and stuff, right? And I was like, what are you talking about? No, I was going to go just ride a camel down the track. He goes, no, Barry, you need to get your own helmet. You need to get you some pads. I was like, why?
They don't supply them for you?
No. I'm like, oh, my God. So you know what the best thing I came up with? The only thing I could think of, which is I'm going to strap a GoPro to myself.
That's going to be fun. That would be great.
That'd be hilarious.
So intern Chris has a GoPro that he's going to give me. And I'm going to either...
Which may be a mistake because he may not get it back in the same condition.
I'm going to strap it to my head, or he said he has the vest where you can put it on your chest. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to Facebook Live it. So I'm going to tape my phone to the metal bar on the camel right before we start and go Facebook Live.
I want you talking mess to
the other
riders.
I wouldn't reveal any of this because you never know if there's rules against it. So just do
whatever.
It. Don't tell anybody.
To the other jockeys.
Oh, from KTRK?
Whoever it is.
It's ABC 13.
Yeah, but you don't know who the people
Houston
are?
Houston Press and 100.3 The Bull.
I would laugh if Nuno was racing you.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he'd have the freaking...
I would talk so much mess because the winner gets the mic.
What do they call that? What the jockey wears?
Oh, the whole suit or whatever?
Yeah, but there's a name for it. But he would have the colorful
tailor. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
And then I go to Michelle and she starts laughing. She goes, yeah, I heard it was going to be you and I died laughing. And I was like, why? She goes, because you have no idea what you're in for. I was like, wait a minute. I feel like I got tricked into this because it's dangerous. And she said, oh, stop. She goes, yeah, it's dangerous, but Cheetah Johnson does it every year. And then, and now she's questioning my manhood. So I'm like, well, I have to do it. No helmet, no pads. I got to go GoPro on it. So, yeah. That's
yeah, you need to be talking mess to the other jockeys.
I probably will because I'll have a GoPro so you can hear it.
That's awesome.
I figure
that'll
if I just
fun.
Talk a lot of trash and it goes on the video. So we're going to have three angles. I'm going to have the Facebook Live angle looking up at my face so you can see my face while I'm riding this camel. I'm going to have the GoPro on me, and then somebody's going to be recording from the stands.
Yeah,
so,
I plan on being there. I plan on participating.
I know. When I put it on my Facebook, a lot of my friends were like, oh, my God, we love that. You're in that? I was like, yeah. They were like, oh, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
I was like, what does this mean?
They're setting you up.
I know.
Camel yeah. Newton. Get yourself the...
I got to come up. I'm going to narrow it down. I might put it on Twitter for a poll.
Number one in like a teal colored...
Yeah, I'm going to start a Twitter poll. So, at Barry is funny, and you can vote for what my camel name should be. And the winner, I'll go with that.
Awesome. All right, we got a half hour to go on the big show before we turn over to Fred, AJ Jung, and the Blitz. If you want to participate, HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number or hit us on Twitter.
Up next... Lance Erline's going to join us. We'll talk a little more football.
Well, there you go.
There you go. The genius, ask and you shall receive.
The genius of breaking down tape, Lance Erline. Coming up next, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Show is a treat because I'm...
I have one thing to say. You better work.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects as things come up in the biz. And Lance had something come up, had to run out real quick. So rather than do something on the phone and do it on the rush, we'll bring Lance in before the end of the week, get him on, talk a little draft, little Texans GM search, a little football and some fun with the big boy. But we all understand things pop up. So he couldn't join us as we were billing him before the break. So he will be joining us from time to time, and we'll get him on sometime this week. And also, before we get started again, I do want to make sure that I tell you guys about my friends at Infuse Energy, because I've told you guys this before. I've been speaking for Infuse Energy for a long time, and when I switched over to Infuse Energy, I expected to see a bit of a difference in my bill. I cannot tell you what it has meant to me and my family to see the money that we have saved since we joined the Infuse Energy family. My bills went down literally in the end of the summertime with the air conditioner on all the time, down over $100 a month. It was crazy. And the great thing about it is every month and every week, every bill, week to week, your weekly usage will be emailed to you, and you can see how high or low it is. And you can see how that equates to what you've been averaging and the hours of the day in which you're using the most energy and the hours of the day when you're not using as much energy. And it's all part of the way Infuse Energy does business, because they want to build a relationship with you. They want you to be able to trust them because they're 100% honest. And they want to make sure that you know they're not out to screw you over and make a buck. They're in it for a relationship long term to make sure you're happy and satisfied with them as your energy provider. So you can do it for your business. You can do it for your home. But you can make sure that they're going to take care of you. And it starts with that phone call. The minute you call them, it's not going to be an automated system. It's going to be a human being on the other end asking you questions so they can get it straight and they can do the things that you need done from your energy provider. Give them a try, InfuseEnergy.com, or call them 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right out the gate, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to receive a $25 bill credit. And from there, they're going to take care of you. They're going to talk to you. And they're going to make sure they tailor make a plan for you, your business, or your family. It's Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. There you have it.
We'll be back right after this.
Lance is texting me right now because kidding with him. And I said that, don't worry, we're not going to tell on you or tell anybody.
See.
And it's all good. So we're going to get Lance on later in the week.
Okay, so can I clean up a couple things? I don't know if this is a joke that I'm not hip to or what, but earlier we were talking about the fact that if my wife wore a pork rinds shirt and smelled like pork rinds when we went to sleep, that she could get some. And I got this text that says, hey, this is Nikki Rose. Would you date a girl that smells like a steakhouse? Now, I don't know if I missed out on a pop culture reference or if there's just a chick named Nikki who works at a steakhouse. But if I missed the pop culture reference, sorry, I don't get the joke. If not, if it's legit, yeah, Nikki, if my wife came home smelling like a steakhouse, yeah. Yeah, it's going down as soon as she walks in the door. You kidding me? Ribeye should be a perfume option that you could buy for your wife. She just dabbled. Yes. So I don't know, Nikki, if you, no, not me, I'm married, but yeah. Nikki, if you work at a steakhouse, you should be getting tons of men's attention as you walk by.
And all you really have to do is just get on Twitter, at the producer Nick, and he is more than willing to step up to the plate and help you out.
No.
Not necessarily dating her, volunteering, Nick.
Nope.
No, I'm just saying.
Fred wants to know if I was talking about Club Daniels in Conroe. Absolutely, Fred. That is the one that I'm talking about.
Whoa. There you go. I don't think that's power, exist.
But yeah. Somebody wants me to name my camel Camelingus.
That's pretty good, too.
Christina told me it had to be PG-13 because there would be kids in attendance. So while I love it, I can't go that. No.
I thought that Camelingus is pretty good.
No, I can't. I want to.
But again, it's a family show.
Don't get me wrong. I want to. I can't. And then somebody said, name your camel AJ's goatee. And you get it?
I do.
I'd be riding AJ's goatee.
That's fantastic.
And that was from Brandon Whitehead. And then Nestor said, name your camel riding cheetah's camel. You guys are so bad.
I'm not touching that one.
Nope.
So bad.
Not at all.
I think the leader in the clubhouse for me is Alexander Camelton. But I, like I said, I'm going to start a Twitter poll. I'm working on it right now. At Barry is Funny, help me name a camel for January 19th at Sam Houston Race Park. And then come out and watch me fall off a camel and die. Who are you going to get to replace me when I die?
Is Nick
going to slide over and I'll just get a new producer?
We'll have a line.
Huh?
We'll have a line.
You have a line?
Yeah.
Of people to replace
people
me?
Line, yeah. Wait, I just, okay.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, what? It's a very...
That's not nice.
People... It's a very attractive spot.
That just means that you haven't thought about it yet. I already have your replacement.
Oh, super.
You die.
Who is that?
I don't have one. I don't have anybody. It was just a joke. January 19th, I'm pumped about this. And I got to come up with a charity. I've narrowed it down. My wife has always been a big supporter of the Pajuria. Is it Pajuria?
What are you talking about?
It's when little kids age rapidly, and they live like 9 years, but I think it's called progeria.
Really?
Yeah, and I may be saying it wrong, but she's a real big advocate of that. So I'm either going to do that or St. Jude's. I think what St. Jude's does is awesome.
Fantastic.
So I'm either going to do the Progeria Foundation or St. Jude's.
Marlo Thomas. Charity. And she and Phil Donahue got that whole thing going with St. Jude's.
Oh, really?
In Memphis. The they do a hell of a job.
Yeah, progeria is a progressive genetic disorder that causes children to age rapidly.
Wow.
So sad, man. So sad. And it's very rare. So they don't get a lot of money for research and funding. And my wife is champion of that cause.
Yeah.
So I gotta narrow it down between those two. So, but help me name
you
a camel.
Split it?
No, I don't think so. I think it can only be one charity, so I got to figure it out.
All right. Well, we'll keep as we get closer. We'll keep you up to date on the name of the camel as Barry keeps on humping till we get the name that we're looking for. See what I did there? All right.
I just let you go. I even turned my mic off. That was beautiful.
Steph Curry, by the way, out again. And I was telling Barry in the break, and Nick, you know this, but after shoot around. Steph Curry had resprained his right ankle. Let me tell you something, boys. Shoot around is nothing more than an excuse to get people's asses out of bed so that they're not dragging by the time they show up for the game that night. There is no physical exertion other than getting some shots up and getting the blood flowing. There is no sprints or scrimmaging or practicing. And Steph Curry re-injured his ankle. So he's out tonight versus the Clippers, and they don't know for how long.
Seems like a fragile little fella, doesn't he?
Well, guys, let's slow down. I mean, people in glass houses and all that. Didn't this city lose its quarterback to a non-contact injury and walkthroughs and practice?
Yeah, but then they went back after further review and said it happened during the Seahawks game. Let's be honest now.
But still, It was reported to be a non-contact injury.
And then Blake Griffin's quote on all of his being injury prone and all of his injuries lately, I saw it pop up on ESPN, and he said it's all mental. You know, I go through these things, but, you know, for the most part, it's all mental.
He hurt his brain?
And I'm like, mental that you got a concussion. Mental, well, it's possible, I guess. But mental that you were out for how long with a sprained knee?
Yeah.
Dude gets hurt all the time, and they're major injuries.
It's not mental. Sometimes it's bad luck, a run of bad luck, several different injuries in a row and freak accidents and all that. But sometimes dudes just get hurt easy.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's no shame in that. You can't help it. It's not like you can be like, man, you know what? I want to be that guy that makes a lot of money getting injured all the time. Nobody wants to be that.
No.
So I don't blame him, but yeah. I'm not going to say
it ain't mental when you get when you sprain your ACL, MCL, or... That's physical, bro.
It's fragile.
Yeah, I know you didn't take an Atten Fizz and all these other things, but that would be physical.
Yeah, it's fragile, not mental.
Tell you what is mental is sometimes the way you're treated at some of these big nationwide stores for wheels, tires, and things to do with your car, and you end up getting charged way more than you had planned or thought that the thing that was ailing your car was going to cost, and you don't get an explanation, and at the end of the day, when you drive off the lot or drive out of the business, you're not very happy. Well, let me tell you one place that can solve all those problems for you that you're always going to leave pleased, and that is American Wheel and Tire. I just had people that were tweeting us today during the show saying that they stopped into American Wheel and Tire. They were taken care of well. They got a great deal. They got treated by friendly people, and they're going to go back again and again. That's the way they do business. Mike and Tammy Gust have owned and operated American Wheel and Tire for over 15 years, and it's truly a one-stop shop. Yes, it says American Wheel and Tire, but they do so much more. They can do off-road lift kits, lights, steps, bumpers for your SUV or your truck, Kevlar coating, one-of-a-kind look for your car or truck, and they also have a one-of-a-kind division for repairs and maintenance of luxury and exotic cars, including performance, exhaust, ECU, tunes, superchargers, you name it, they do it, and they do it while you relax. Their waiting room is fantastic. There's a big window so you can see the work being done on your car. You can ask questions. They're going to communicate with you, and all the while they're going to save you money and do great work that is second to none. It is clean. It is a enjoyable experience, and they're going to take care of you. Check them out, AmericanWheelAndTire.com, where you can see some of the great things they've done to vehicles in the Houston area. And also, just stop in and talk to them in person, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. It's American Wheel and Tire. I'm telling you guys, I've gone there, and I will continue to go there. You should, too.
So good. I got to hear. I feel nice.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wow, this show's flown by.
It really has.
We got one final segment to go on the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock, and you never have to change your dial. That's the beauty of the station and what we do here. As the Wayback Wednesday is wrapping up, as Barry found a way to get Weird Al involved in his Wayback Wednesday.
I think I actually get like 50% of the credit because I suggested Michael Jackson Beat It, and you said not. And then you came up with Weird Al Eat It.
Yeah.
Because I'm a genius. Because I'm a genius.
So
eat. No, genius.
For the listeners at home.
You didn't think of Eat It, but you did Fat, which, where did you get that idea?
Not you.
Oh, really?
On the road right now, wherever you're listening from, Nick has just incriminated himself.
Yeah.
Because you just figured out and heard it straight from the horse's mouth that he suggested a song that would qualify for being either you look good or, you know, you're well, we talked about correlating with the weight loss challenge. You look good, you're feeling good, you know, or something like along those lines.
Right.
And he suggested Beat It.
Makes sense.
Beat
Fits the theme perfectly.
Hold on. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Could you explain to us how it makes sense?
Just, it doesn't matter. It works. It's a song that gets you pumped for a workout, which means you're going to look good, which means it fits the theme.
Does it?
Yeah.
That was the dumbest answer.
Yeah.
Look.
I understand what you're pumping up when
just
you beat
because
it,
you played, what's it called? Weird Al song the show before. It doesn't mean I got the idea from you.
You can't even name the song.
You
can't even name the song.
I'm fat.
It's called
no,
Fat.
You know I'm fat.
I'm
God. You know I'm fat. No, that's the lyrics. The song is just called Fat.
Okay. What?
You know I'm out of shape, but I'm not like obese, but I'm fat. No, that's not the name of the song. But good thing you knew it, jerk. Calling me a liar. He called me out, and he's the one stealing ideas.
I didn't steal your idea. Okay. I just used the song you that you used it? The show before.
Yeah. Carlos Mencia, is that what you did?
Mencia.
Is that what you did?
Speaking of the challenge, last thing, Mo out at Houston Family Nutrition, he said he has healthy gourmet meals to give away.
Nice.
Yeah. So go out there.
I like the way this thing's coming together. Should be good.
Yeah.
We got Chuck Norris involved. How's it going to fail?
Yeah, they want him to kick a donut out of my mouth, which I totally said
I want him
would.
To miss.
I would allow it. We'd have to record it, but I would allow
it. Why would you want that?
Just because he
from
can't
the
kick
entertainment
me.
Factor? Are you kidding me?
He can't kick me. He just has to kick the donut.
Oh, he can kick.
If he kicks me, I get one free shot on Joel.
Nope.
Not a fan, huh?
I didn't volunteer
now
for
you're
this.
Not a
you
fan.
Did.
Now.
Step up to the plate. You did.
Doctor,
by the way, before you get off of that, though, you know what that has all the makings of?
What?
The guy that thinks it's a great idea to tee a golf ball up on his groin and let another guy take a whack at it, and he ends up hitting him and it hits the wrong ball. Right. That's what Chuck Norris kicking a donut out of your mouth has written all over it.
Kinda.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You ready to do that?
I mean, I trust his...
Going to be Kanye for a week?
If he's wearing his stretchy jeans, his karate jeans through the wire. Yeah, if he's wearing his Chuck Norris karate jeans, I trust he could make that and has the self-control to be able to do so.
Welcome to Back to the Usual Suspects. I'm Joel.
I'm Barry. I got a napkin to catch all this drool.
You're going to need a translator like Stephen Hawking. I'm going to have a machine that just says what I'm thinking.
Another Kirk Douglas reference that could be floating around.
Yeah. You Mike.
I don't even know.
Name your camel. I'm a spitter.
God.
Good Lord.
And you read this stuff. You empower him.
I don't know.
After you get mad at the LeVar Ball mentions.
Yeah. Which, did you see the tweet that we got? Someone lost their fantasy football and had to get his face tattooed on their arm.
No way.
I would never in 100 bajillion years
agree
to that. It's
got to be temporary.
No, it's a legit, real tattoo.
Of LeVar Ball?
Look, and it looks more like...
Steve Harvey.
Yes, it looks like Steve Harvey, not LeVar Ball. It's terrible. I'm going to retweet that as well.
That's legit?
I guess. They sent the link as well, but it says, did y'all see the story? Guy lost fantasy football, how to get LeVar Ball tattooed on his... it's his thigh.
Oh, it's worse.
Oh, he got it on his thigh. No. No.
Now, if you have that, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing that stipulates you can't alter it later.
No.
What the hell can you make that look like? You know how guys get the certain girl's name tattooed somewhere because they marry them and they get divorced?
Yeah.
They're like, well, I'm going to turn that into...
You could get like a... You know how for a while, like, symbols and suns...
Make it James Harden, just make the beard a lot bigger and fuller. I'm just saying. I'm throwing out ideas because that's ugly.
I would make it a big circle, then put some rays on it and just be like, yeah, it's a sun. It's a sun. I don't know what else you would do. That's crazy.
That's an eclipse because that manipulates the sun.
Yeah, dude.
LeVar Ball.
That's not. That's
he manipulates all of his sun.
I wouldn't do any of those stupid things. I just would not do that.
Don't do fantasy football if that's the consequence. Like, I've seen these leagues where every year the guys all get in and literally the guy who loses has to get a tattoo or has to do something that the other guys in the league concoct for him and you know that's not going to be good. Then I'm out.
I'm with you. I don't want to do those things. I don't have a tattoo to begin with, and if I got one, it's not going to be of LeVar Ball.
Completely
and with
agree.
My luck, I would have a badass draft, or I would maybe like, you know, I would have drafted, what was the running back that
went?
David. I would have drafted David Johnson with my number one pick, stolen Deshaun Watson in like the seventh round. And then I would end up with a stupid ass tattoo because I have terrible luck. I'm not. No, that's dumb.
You would have Nick's face on your ass cheeks.
That's the only place I would put it.
Oh, see,
or on my testicles.
Where would Aaron Rodgers' face go on your body, Joel?
Over his heart.
It wouldn't.
On his pubic bone.
But what's up with the athletes getting tattoos of other athletes? Like, there's this MMA fighter. Paulo Filho, he got a of the WEC. Remember that MMA promotion, Barry? He got a tattoo of Mike Tyson on his arm.
How about Drake? Right now, they're trying to verify this, but Drake somehow, because LeBron gave him one of his game-worn high school jerseys, Drake thought it would be cool to wear it, which is a huge mistake in itself. But he's posing with the jersey, and they realize that he has Steph Curry's number 30 and Kevin Durant's 35 on his arm. And it might even say their names on it. Mm-mm. And now they're trying to verify. But who would do that?
Nope. Nope.
I'm with you. I don't ever want a tattoo. I don't want any tattoos. But
I'll do like a crazy haircut. You got to dye your hair.
So, because you can fix
that stuff. Yeah, I could wear a hat if I've got to go somewhere with my wife. Or
you can have a goatee.
Is this show over?
It's close.
It is close.
Hey, fellas. This is a text we got. Hey, fellas. Made the switch to you guys a few months back and wish I'd have done it a lot sooner, but just wanted to weigh in on the camel name. Has anybody suggested Funky Camel Dina? Damn it. I wish I wouldn't have put the poll up. That's really good.
That's good, too. Good, oh, you did the poll already?
Yeah, it's already up. At Barry is funny if you want to vote. I'm going to... I did it for 24 hours. So by the end of the show tomorrow, I'll have my camel name.
That's a good
one. Funky Camel Dina is really good. I'm sorry, sir. I had already put the poll up, but man, maybe next year if I live.
That's a good one, man.
I don't think I'll do it again if it's that bad.
Oh, I don't think you'll have a choice.
Next year?
They're going to bring you back.
I mean, if I win, then I got to
defend the headliner my championship. Next year. You're headlining next year.
I'm headlining the camel races. Yes. If I win, though, I do have to defend my championship, so.
Well, we'll see. If it's anything like Nick in fantasy sports, you're not going to worry too much.
My goodness.
There's nothing controlling those camels. I'm telling you, it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster.
So you're going to go watch this?
It's an awesome
watch
disaster.
It. Nick's going to have a press
pass.
I'll
be there for sure.
He's going to have a stun gun. He's going to zap your camel in the ass.
Well, I know that the Blitz is there on a remote, and Fred is doing an appearance afterwards, so you should come hang out. All of you. Everybody listening should come watch me get thrown from a camel.
Nick, get one of those.
All in the name of charity.
Not even the stun gun, but get something that shocks the camel's ass when the gates open for Barry.
somebody asked me, where did Marlboro come from on Twitter?
Oh, come on.
Really?
We bill our audience as being hyper-intelligent, and then
really?
That comes in?
Rob, you don't understand why you would name a camel Marlboro? Rob, unfollow me. Really?
Oh, that's only one of your followers.
Damn
it. That makes it more sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're about to wrap, put the bow on it, and get the hell up out of here. We're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and the Blitz. They're going to take you home until 7 o'clock. You don't have to do a damn thing, and they're going to take over next. But we're going to be back again tomorrow and every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., right here on The Usual Suspects, right on ESPN 97.5.